disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Every year as we reach these final weekends in ordinary time, our readings turn and start looking towards our end and towards our final destiny with God. And the readings on some level can be sobering, as our reading reminds us there will come a time where it really is too late. But we need to be concerned now for where it is that we're going. And the point of our parable, I think, is pretty clear. I think Jesus is making a very strong message to us. He says, essentially, any fool can have a lamp. Any fool can have his lamp. But what matters is whether or not we have the stock of oil that we need to keep that lamp burning. Do we do the things that we need to do in order to keep our faith and our relationship with God present and active? Do we do things like take time every single day for prayer and to be quiet with our Lord? Are we faithful in the sacraments, here in the Eucharist, in reconciliation, and in the other ways in which God's grace is poured out upon our hearts and purifies us and makes us holy? Do we practice generosity? Do we practice compassion for the person nearest to us? Do we look to the needs of others around us and do the works of righteousness, simply striving to be people who loves the person in front of me and does that as a discipline, as a practice, as a decision? My brothers and sisters, it's that day-to-day living of our Christian life, our striving to be faithful in those ways, that allows our lamps to be ready when the Lord comes. So that whether awake or asleep, because all of them fell asleep, but whether awake or asleep, when we hear the summons of God, we can grab our lamps and go out to meet Him and to welcome Him without fear, because we're already doing the very things that our God has called us to. And it's that fidelity that allows us to look towards our end with hope and with longing. It allows us to receive God's presence with joy and to trust in the salvation He offers us. Amen.